inviting you to the Sauk County Fair now through Sunday. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg.
Max FM, WRPQ.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More Democratic lawmakers are speaking out and calling for President Biden to step aside as the party's nominee. Donors are also raising concerns about the president's ability to win re-election. Senator Richard Blumenthal, though, says the president has signaled he's not dropping out.
I think that Joe Biden will win this election if the party unifies behind him and he continues to make his case to the American people, effectively and vigorously.
Also happening in D.C. today, the NATO summit. President Biden, in a speech at today's session, says the alliance is stronger than ever in its 75-year history, but says it also faces serious threats. In New Mexico, opening arguments, statements today in the Alec Baldwin Russ trial. Prosecutors beginning their case. Baldwin is accused of manslaughter in the fatal shooting of the movie's cinematographer on set in 2021. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Grant County authorities have recovered the body of a 21-year-old man that drowned in a private pond. The report of a swimming incident was made just before 10 p.m. on Tuesday at a pond in the township of Marion near the intersection of County Highway T. According to authorities, a 21-year-old rural Oscabel man was swimming at the private pond on a farm with friends when he started to struggle to stay above water. Although other swimmers tried to help him and bring him to shore, they were unable to do so. The swimmers flagged a passerby down to call the Grant County Communications Center. Officials with Boscobel and the Rural Fire Department recovered the man's body just after 11 p.m. on Tuesday. The Grant County Sheriff's Office have identified the man as Aaron King. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny skies and summery highs returning to the low 80s once again. Some spotty showers and storms may fire up late this afternoon, producing some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, patchy fog building in overnight and another sunny day on tap tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, we are broadcasting live from the Saucony Fairgrounds. We are in the Big Red Circus Wagon right off Washington Avenue. You can't miss it. Stop by and say hi. The midway is open. The rides are beginning. It's a beautiful night to be out at the Saucony Fairgrounds. Here is Steve Perry on Max FM.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dream.
And more.
And don't hesitate, 'cause she Touch me, baby, it's angel love. Touch me, baby, it's angel love.
And more 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Sunday afternoon. That was Soft Cell. It is 4:18 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon. It is beautiful out here. We're broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. We're in the big red circus wagon right off Washington Avenue. You cannot miss us. Stop by and say hi to us. We will try to get the prize wheel a little bit later. We got some things to give away. The Midway just opened up. I'm seeing a lot of activity out there. People are starting to get their ride passes. It's a little bit different this year. They're doing a magic pass. So you line up and you can reload it, and it looks pretty easy. People are lined up doing that right now. The food vendors are open. I know that the beer garden is open as well. The commercial building is open. The fair is officially underway. Stop by, say hi. We've got Max FM stickers to give away to you. Let's take a look at what's going on at the fair tonight. The carnival is open until 11 p.m. They have the sheep show in the WCCU Livestock Pavilion at 5 p.m. At 5 p.m. on the Fame stage is combining beauty and function with vegetable and flower gardening in containers. This is presented by the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association in the commercial building, free, so you can learn a lot from them. At 6:30 p.m. it is the SWIRA flat track and ATV racing. Tickets are just $10, and this is night number one. They're doing this tonight and tomorrow night. $10 gets you in to watch that. That is always fun to watch. Then 7 o'clock on the Fame stage, meet the animals in the commercial building. This is also free. And then from 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m., DJ Travis Stebbins will be in the beer stand at the Litcher Pavilion. No cover charge. As a reminder, Bar Buddies is running today, 6 p.m. to 12 a.m., so please make sure if you're enjoying the adult beverages to get a safe ride home. We want everyone to be able to come back out here tomorrow. It is a gorgeous night out here. Stop by and say hi to us. We are looking forward to seeing you. And you know what? We may have some celebrities out here. We may even get Corey Hartman out here at some point. We're trying. We know he's a very busy guy, so we're trying to get him out here. Maddie Jones will be out here. And then on Friday, we'll have Aaron Carreno himself out here. Stop by and say hi to us. Rhonda and I are out here. We're enjoying the beautiful weather out here, and you can too. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Can the Brewers bounce back from their beatdown? Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. It's game two between the Brewers and Pirates tonight. Game one last night did not go Milwaukee's way. The crew comes into tonight's tilt with Pittsburgh with a 4.5 game lead in the National League Central. The second place Cardinals playing a doubleheader today in St. Louis against the Royals. Kansas City taking it 6-4. Tonight's game two starts at 6:45. After that, it's the Brewers and the Pirates at 7:10. Tobias Myers will pitch against Martin Perez. College basketball news. The Badgers have hired former player Greg Steemsma as their new director of player development. Steemsma played from 2004 to 2008 under Bo Ryan, and for four NBA seasons with Boston, Minnesota, New Orleans, and Toronto. He's been in player development in the NBA with the Timberwolves and Spurs after his playing days ended. And the Capital Times is reporting that former Badgers basketball star Sam Decker has held a private workout for three teams, the Warriors, 76ers, and Bucks. Decker has been playing overseas since 2021. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
The legend of the phoenix, huh. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It's 4:29 p.m. on Wednesday night. We are broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. We are in the big red circus wagon right off Washington Avenue. You cannot miss us. The midway is open. There is not a line to get onto the rides or to get those passes to get on the rides. So it's a perfect time to get out and enjoy some beautiful weather. Remember, flat track ATV racing in the grandstand tonight. $10 get you in. Here's Dan Hartman on Max FM.
No more timing, each tear that falls from my eyes. I'm not hiding the remedy to cure this old heart of mine. I can dream about you if I can't hold you tonight. I can dream about you. You know how to hold.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Looking at you with you, looking at me. It's always the same, it's just
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It is 4:42 p.m., and we have a celebrity in the circus wagon with us already. Good evening, Brian Dukes from Channel 15. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm good. How are you? 170th Sauk County Fair. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. It is crazy. 170th, yeah. And what a beautiful day to celebrate that, right?
It is. It's nice to not have the storms, the severe weather. We have some sunshine. It's not too hot yet.
Yet.
So we're enjoying it.
Because we know what's coming by the end of this weekend, don't we?
We do. Those 90s, they're going to be back as we head into definitely Sunday and Monday. So we'll enjoy the next couple of days before that heat and humidity returns.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're trying to accomplish. Because you know what? It seems like every year we've had some sort of weather event out here. I kid you not, my first year broadcasting live out here for 99.7 Max FM, we had severe weather come through Baraboo. And we had 4 inches of water right behind us. Winds. We rode it out in this circus. Wagon, believe it or not. Do you remember that storm?
I do, and we were just talking to one of the organizers earlier, and she was telling us about that. Some of the tents blew over, so it's been kind of an active stretch the last couple of years, so we'll take this.
We definitely will, and it's not raining. You and I were just talking about that a minute ago off air. So what is the forecast looking like? Since we got you here, let's talk
Absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely. I think we're good through the end of the week, kind of more the same, just very spotty showers Thursday, Friday. Weekend could be different. The heat returns. We're going to have those afternoon showers. Some of those could be on the strong side, so we want to keep an eye to the forecast. But at least through the end of the week, it looks very, very nice.
It is. And so we've got the ATV rides out here tonight. That's kicking off at 6:30 p.m. $10 gets you into those. Now, what's your favorite part of the fair?
Ooh, yeah. The rides are fun. The food's good. The agriculture aspect.
All of it, he says. All right, so what's your favorite ride at the fair? If you had to pick one, what would you say your favorite ride is?
When I was younger, it was kind of the spinny ones, but I feel like as I get older, those make me a little more sick, so anything that's not too spinny.
I would agree. I'm the same boat you are. Bumper cars are right up my alley.
The Ferris wheel, you know, nice and calm.
Exactly. And now then you get the food aspect of it. And you've been smelling all this food out here since you've been out here. Because I know you were on live a little bit ago. And so what's your favorite fair food if you had to pick something?
Love a good funnel cake. Of course, in Wisconsin, cheese curds. Can't go wrong.
No, you can't. I know the fire department is selling cheese curds. I believe they're selling it over in the agriculture building as well. My buddy Corey and I, we make our rounds on the food. That's one reason Corey's coming out here tonight. So him and I are all into the food aspect.
I think I saw deep fried Oreos earlier too.
Oh, really?
I think it was down where we were just a little bit ago.
Oh, so we're going to have to
find those.
Yeah, we're going to find those. That's one of my favorites. I know Wendy loves those as well. We were talking about because they have the caramel apple slices directly across from us.
Yeah.
And then there's like prime rib sandwiches right over on the other side of us. And I am not. We need you to come a little bit closer to that microphone, Brian.
Yeah.
All right, that's better. So we can hear you now. So what? So you guys are out here, you're doing your live broadcast, and you said the weather's going to be good through tonight, right?
Yeah, and every Wednesday for the summer, we're kind of heading out to different fairs, so we thought we'd kick it off this week here in Sauk County, and so far so good on the weather.
That is fantastic. So we're your first fair then?
You are. Sauk County's first one of the year. We'll be doing this through July and at least early August, so just getting started.
Okay, and as we talked a little bit ago, 170th fair for Sauk County. And so now we talked, it's going to be warmer towards the weekend. No real chance of severe weather right now, at least through the late weekend is what you're thinking?
I think Sunday, Monday, that's going to be the time frame to watch. Maybe some severe weather. It doesn't look to be as widespread as we've had over the past couple weeks, but that probably would be our next best chance.
Yeah, no rain. That's probably my favorite part.
We need to dry out a little bit.
We do. I would say it's been abnormally wet. Is that an accurate assumption?
Yes. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but I know we're running several inches above normal for this time of year. So.
And we went from having a drought last year, right, to this.
We were in the extreme drought one year ago, and now running well above normal.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier that we mowed our lawn maybe like five times last year because it was so dry. This year, I think I've mowed
once a week.
Yeah, once a week or twice a week. In the case of mine. So, all right. So you mentioned deep fried Oreos. So if you picked one other type of food, funnel cake, you're thinking?
Yeah, I can't go wrong with a funnel cake. Love a good funnel cake.
Yeah, okay, so we got to find those around here. I know Corey Hartman is going to have the whole elephant ear funnel cake debacle later.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think they're going to have elephant ears out here. Corey, I know you're listening, so I don't want you to be disappointed now, buddy. But I don't think
they're going to have.
So you got to be careful with that because he'll argue that one with you the whole time.
I say, it sounds like a debate here.
I think it does. We might have to get you guys into that when he gets here. If you have time, I'm going to have you step back in and we'll have that discussion with him because we're definitely definitely going to do that. So my goal is find cheese curds. That's definitely one of my favorites. Pork sandwich day in the farm building is always good.
That sounds good.
But that's not tonight. That's Thursday, unfortunately.
Got to come back.
You got to come back. See, they'll let you come up here, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you, Brian, for joining us. We do appreciate that. We probably better have a look at our weather as we've been talking, and then we'll get you back in some more music right here on Max FM.
Singer-songwriter Randy Houser comes to the Sauk County Fair. Tickets on sale now for Randy Houser. Randy Houser, July 13, SaukCountyFair.com.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Seasons Counseling. Therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny skies and summery highs, returning to the low 80s once again. Some spotty showers and storms may fire up late this afternoon, producing some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, patchy fog building in overnight and another sunny day on tap tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
99.7 Max FM. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. I've still
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Never thought that a girl like you could ever care for me.